Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Compuage Infocom Limited Q4 FY22 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Atul Mehta, Chairman and Managing Director, Compuage Infocom Limited, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Mehta.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on Compuage Infocom Limited's Q4 and FY22 earnings conference call. I hope you and everyone around you is safe and in good health. Along with me today, we also have SGA, our investor relations advisor. We have uploaded our press release and results presentation on the stock exchanges, and I hope everybody had a chance to go through the same. Let me first start with business highlights. FY22 was a challenging year for the company. It began with the deadly second wave of COVID-19, which brought back the lockdown restrictions to prevent the spread of the virus. As the year progressed, the lockdown restrictions were eased before the country was again hit by third wave of COVID. Thankfully, the third wave then proved to be a deadlier one and lasted for a short period of time. Another major disruption faced during the year was on account of shortage of semiconductors. The production timelines for the manufacturers who were dependent on semiconductors were impacted, and hence the supply of the end finished product. All these uncertainties led to supply chain disruptions during FY22. In spite of all these disruptions during the year, I'm pleased to share that we posted strong performance on the revenue as well as on the profitability front. This robust performance was led by strong demand across our product offerings, marketing initiatives, new business development, and cost optimization initiatives. This demand was also led by restarting of offices, and while some of the demand continued to come from work from home segment, our diversified product segments across IT consumer, IT enterprise, cloud, and hardware services with excellent service support enables us to give a value proposition to our customers. One of the most important focus area for us continues to be brand addition for growth. We've added nine brands to our portfolio during FY22, most of which under IT enterprise and cloud categories. These categories earn higher margin and help us improve our product mix and enhance our return on capital employed. Let me now give you an overview of our consolidated Q4 and FY22 results. Total income for Q4 FY22 stood at 1,292 crores as compared to 1,083 crores in Q4 FY22, up by 19% year-over-year. Total income for FY22 stood at 4,224 crores as compared to 3,747 crores in FY21, up by 13% year-over-year. Gross profit for Q4 FY22 stood at 54.5 crores as compared to 51 crores in Q4 FY21, up by 7%. Gross profit for FY22 stood at 192.4 crores as compared to 169.9 crores in FY21, up by 13% year-over-year. EBITDA for Q4 FY22 stood at 36.1 crores as compared to 32.9 crores in Q4 FY21, up by 10% year-over-year. EBITDA for FY22 stood at 114.5 crores as compared to 94.4 crores in FY21, up by 21% year-over-year. EBITDA margins for Q4 FY22 stood at 2.8% as compared to 3.0% in Q4 FY21, contracted by 20 basis points. However, EBITDA margins expanded by 20 basis points to 2.7% in FY22 as compared to 2.5% in FY21. PAT for Q4 FY22 stood at 10.4 crores as compared to rupees 7.6 crores in Q4 FY21, up by 38% year-over-year. PAT for FY22 stood at rupees 26.7 crores as compared to rupees 20.7 crores in FY21, up by 29% year-over-year. Let me spend a minute on debt and return ratios. We have reduced our total gross debt by 69 crores in FY22. It now stands at 509 crores in FY22 as compared to 578 crores in FY21. Talking about short-term debt, which is a working capital debt, we have reduced that by 46 crores, even with income increasing by 13% year over year. Hence, our debt equity ratio has improved from 2.6x in FY21 to 2.1 in FY22. ROCE improved by 330 basis points to 14.7% in FY22 as compared to 11.4% in FY21. ROE improved by 150 basis points to 10.8% in FY22 as compared to 9.3% in FY21. Also happy to announce that the board has recommended a final dividend of rupees 0.2 per equity share for FY22. Before concluding my speech, I would like to mention that the IT products in the long term has to grow on a sustainable basis given the need for the digitization, especially in our country. The world is moving in a rapid pace towards complete digitization, and this is not possible without an extensive use of IT products and its services. Along with the rising adoption of IT products, the distributors like us play a very crucial role for this journey to be successful. Going forward, our focus will continue to keep on adding new brands to our portfolio, penetrate newer regions to increase the scale of the business, improve the product mix, and optimize the cost structure to drive the profitability and thus create value for all our stakeholders. With this, I now open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Amit Shah from Ace Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. I have a couple of questions. So firstly, can you give some insights on new brand partnerships you have signed and the business opportunities from these new partnerships?
So we've signed most of these brands in the space of enterprise and cloud. We've signed brands like Alcatel-Lucent, which is in the network infrastructure space. We have signed Velox, which is in the security cloud space. We have signed Zoho. So some of these brands, of course, I do not have the entire list right in front of me at this point of time. And these brands primarily offer the opportunity of higher profitability for the company. That is the whole objective. While they may not be as big in the immediate future in terms of the size and the revenue that it can bring to the organization, the goal of the company is to enhance not only the top line but the profitability, as well as to ensure that we fill in the product gaps which exist in the company or which has a strategic role to play as we move along.
Understood, sir. What is our company's cost of debt? Do you have any plans to reduce the debt in FY23?
So the cost of debt would be in the region of about 10%-11%. And we've, as you would have seen, we've reduced some debt in this financial year, FY22. Moving forward, of course, our endeavor would be to control that. I will not be able to comment upon whether we are going to be able to reduce it because working capital plays a very important role in driving our business, and it will all depend upon the growth that the company achieves in the financial year FY23.
Okay, sir. So lastly, can you please share revenue contribution from each segment and margins in each segment for FY22?
Yeah. So we have four divisions: IT Consumer, IT Enterprise, Cloud, and Hardware Services. IT Consumer has contributed 55%, IT Enterprise 33%, Cloud offerings is at about 12%, and services is less than 1% because it is more on the bottom line contribution that it brings for the company. And in terms of margin contribution, that is something that we are not in a position to share. That is something that what I can mention is the gross margins that we have in each of the businesses differs. And while it's not only the gross margin that plays a role, it is also the question of ROI depending upon the working capital cycle. So it's a very complex worksheet which gross margin standalone will not give a true reflection of the business.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sanjay from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, and thank you for giving me this opportunity. Sir, I see that the margins are very low. I mean, it's around roughly around 2-3%, which I see EBITDA margins. So, I mean, are there any plans to further improvise on these margins as we see that the demand is increasing, I mean, the IT industry for these enterprise solutions as well? So, I mean, where is the issue exactly coming in to extract these kind of pricing? Is there attrition which is hitting this? I mean, can you highlight some things on this?
One is we have improved on our EBITDA margins during the year from by about 0.2%, as mentioned by me in my address. We have also improved on our gross margins as well. So we are constantly working towards improving our margins in this business. Having said that, we as a distributor have a very well-defined role in the business, and our role is to manage the supply chain management from the time we procure our goods from the OEMs and the brand and sell it to the resellers, which include bulk buying, warehousing, breaking bulk, engagement with the partners, and deployment of credit. So with that as a role, the margins are also defined to some extent by the brands and the OEMs, and we play within those parameters defined by them. But of course, we are trying to improve on the same by bringing in a product mix that would help us enhance the offerings as we move along.
Okay. I see this. And any other major challenges which you are facing, sir? As you mentioned, that there are supply side concerns coming in. So, and even geopolitical issues are in the place. So, I mean, have that as well impacted? I mean, or you foresee something in the future which will impact us?
So, supply side challenges, there were two challenges. One was the available of semiconductors, and that has created on certain product categories, not all, huge longer lead times. That is one problem which has come about. And second has been the disruption of the actual supply chain, you know, in terms of material movement from the component guy to the OEMs and from OEMs to us. So that these were the two constraints that were felt by us. Now, there has been some improvement because it has been going on for a while, but we still have a long way to go to come back to normalcy. And as we speak, our principals, the brands and the OEMs are not able to give us a definite timeline by when it will be completely under control, while everyone is working on it. But I mean, there are a lot of challenges apart from the geopolitical challenges which have come about recently. The impact of geopolitical challenges, the increase of oil prices and thereby the interest and the inflation, I think that impact we will have to see as we move along, because all these have been the recent developments of the past 2 to 3 months. While the demand on the IT side is definitely going to be there, because now the last 2 years people have realized the need for IT, but I'm sure there will be some impact of all these factors which I just mentioned. To what extent only time will tell us.
Yes, this is clear, sir. And any guidance on FY23 revenue or margins you expect we can achieve? I mean, if you can help us with that.
I'm not going to give any guidance. That's something that I've been refrained from doing. But of course, our endeavor will always be to improve on the same as we have been able to do so in FY22.
Okay. And one last thing from my end is that are we losing out on any OEMs which is affecting, I mean, which may affect us on the revenue or margin side in the future? Is there any major thing we see, foresee?
Nothing at all. Absolutely.
Okay. That's all from my end, sir. Good luck.
Thank you.
Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Priyanka Shah from NM Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, in which category are you focusing on to grow the business in future?
Before I answer that question, I'd like to say we want to stay focused on all the four areas that I just mentioned. But the real focus will be to improve on the bottom line, whatever product and whatever category helps us. And we see that happening more in terms of the enterprise and the cloud space, apart from the services that we are offering.
Okay, sir. And do you have any plan to open right issue during FY23? And how do you intend to utilize that money?
So you would have noticed we have already taken a board approval for a rights issue. We are definitely working on it, and we would like to do that in FY23 for sure. And the funds proceeds will primarily be used towards the growth of the company. There are no other plans beyond that.
Okay, sir. And what kind of revenue mix among business segment you are targeting in long term?
We are going through some industry dynamics on account of COVID. For example, the consumer business has been robust because of the demand of laptops and smartphones as a category. And the enterprise business has been slow on account of the supply chain constraints that have come about. So at this point of time, we would not like to give a definite direction in terms of where we are headed. But as I've already mentioned, that we want to focus on profitability, and one of the areas that would help us improve profitability is enterprise and cloud. And to what extent the revenue split will come about, that I think something time alone will tell us.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shanawas, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. I just want to know, one thing is, what is the free cash company has generated during FY22? And the right is to someone has asked this question, what will be the pricing of RISE, what company is looking for? Because in one of your, I was going through the YouTube, one of your last transcript, in that you have said, that kind of thing I want to do, but organizations should get benefit of it. So, I mean, what kind of pricing you are looking for? Because the prices, if you see, is very much down, even though price, you have given a robust performance, the stock is not performing. And one is this. Second question is this. And third question is, in FY23, what kind of free cash you are looking for, sir? I mean, what is the visibility about free cash development, by which you can, pare the debt and, as you said, in the growth, getting the growth forward?
So, as you have seen, we have improved on our working capital cycles in the financial year FY22. Our working capital days have been reduced from 62 to 54 approximately. So that is something which has helped us in reduction of our debt to that extent. And moving forward, it is going to be our endeavor to keep working on this area. And that would help us in keeping our debt under control. I will not say that we will be reducing our debt significantly because money is the raw material for any growth that we intend to have in this business, in this line of business. And therefore, we will see to it that we try and conserve resources as much as we can and thereby have the debt in control. I'm not able to, because of disruption and the working capital cycles being unpredictable, able to predict what is going to be the free cash reserves for FY23.
Yeah.
Coming to your second question on the rights. So market, as you see, is very volatile at this point of time. And therefore, we are not able to predict at what price points we will be coming out with the right issue. I think that is a call we will take as we come closer to the date. And of course, in terms of the price of the share, that is completely where we have no control over it. But if you see the price points over the last 1.5 years, I think the price has moved up fairly well, and it has improved substantially over the period of over 1.5, 2 years past.
Thank you, sir. But one more last question I have about this. Because when it rights, you said you will issue in FY23. Can we get any idea in which quarter or half, first half or second half you are planning this rights issue? And second, just I wanted to put it this way, you are making a lot of, you know, revenue your organization is able to make, but the entire money, you know, ultimately going to bank. And I was looking after 2-3 years in say financial year results, but what I am observing, the entire money is going in bank. So I mean, that way my question was like, how we can manage, if you sue faster rights and all this can be converted into profit in a PAT in the balance sheet, I mean profit and loss statement, and you know, I mean, as a whole the balance sheet will look much better. So is it any idea, like, and you have a plan, like you want to do in a H1 or H2 of this rights?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It would help improve while equity is always an expensive means of financing, but we need to have a balanced fund infusion from equity and debt so that the company is much more stable. And with that as an objective, we are working on this right issue. And our market supporting the scenario, our endeavor would be on doing it in H1 of FY22.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you.
Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Parth Vasani from KK Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions. The first one will be that, are you in talk with any newer brands for partnership? I mean, if you can share something on that. And the second one would be, are you facing any challenges with respect to receivables?
Our discussions with prospective brands is an ongoing exercise. That is something that we undertake around the clock. And that two things that determine the sign-up of a brand. One is the brand themselves wanting to expand their distribution network. And second is, of course, we being the right suitor for them. Sometimes we are, sometimes we are not, because for whatever reasons, the brand feels maybe somebody else is better equipped to fulfill that responsibility. So that is an ongoing discussion which has helped us sign so many brands in the last financial year. And we are continuing on that front. In fact, our growth strategy is three-pronged. One, we're going to grow on organically by growing our existing brands that are there in the portfolio. Number two, we're going to add brands which will bring in inorganic growth for the company. And number three, we will be continuing to work towards adding more and more resellers and partners. So that is a strategy which remains unchanged as we move along. The second part of your question was on the receivables. There are delays, but there are no challenges is what I would put it as.
Okay.
Pat, do you have any follow-up question?
No. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Atul Mehta for closing comments.
Thank you very much, everyone, for joining the call. And if you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to SGA, our investor relations advisors, and we'd be more than happy to address them from time to time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of CompuEdge Infocom Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.